Friday of the first week of Lent. Rewards and punishments are inherent. The book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 18, verses 21 through 28, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 20 through 26. Often Christians dismissed the Eastern notion of karma as something pagan, fatalistic, or unbiblical. Actually, we said the same thing, but just in different ways. And both of today's readings are good examples of our different ways. The rather universal notion of karma is simply saying that what goes around comes around. Nothing just goes away in the world of spirit, but it reaps its own good fruit, or eventually bears the seed of its own destruction. Just wait long enough, and it is always true. The prophet Ezekiel is making just such an advance in 6th century BC Jewish thinking here. He moves the whole notion of rewards and punishments to the now and to the individual level. Up to this point, human consciousness largely thought in terms of collective retribution or victory. The individual did not matter that much. So, this is a major move forward in our understanding of the importance of each human soul now. Ezekiel is saying loudly and strongly that your human life matters. Your personal decisions and choices do define you. You have worth, both individually and now. This gives a necessary significance, a dignity, an urgency to the whole human journey. Then Jesus, surely familiar with Ezekiel, spells out the same notion of inherent reward and punishment for his own contemporaries. Yet he goes even one step further, and he now localizes the core problem inside of the human person. Human consciousness is ready to be invited by him beyond mere external observance of rights and wrongs to inner attitudes, motivations, judgments, and opinions. If those are wrong or negative now, you are already in Gehenna, which was the perpetually burning garbage dump outside the Dung Gate in Jerusalem. And if you can exceed the holiness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will be in the kingdom of God now and also later. We must not hear such readings as these as either a threat or a prize, but rather as an invitation to human consciousness and the dignity of free will.